Good morning. This morning's gospel lesson was one that we hear very often, but we don't always know it. It started with the phrase essentially, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." That's not exactly how the phrase is written in the gospels, but it's one of the places we get that from. And it's a very true and right saying. But before I get started into today's gospel or homily lesson, I want us all to consider how we are and were, to some degree, enemies of God. That's right, myself and you, enemies of God. Enemies in the sense that we don't do His will, or at least consistently, that we oppose Him, that we seek our own will instead of His. In that sense, all of us are enemies. Now, to the degree that the Holy Spirit fills us and we cooperate with it, and we move forward towards what God has planned for each of us in our lives, then we are Christians and we cooperate. But this life is a stress, isn't it? We're pulled back and forth between what the text refers to as the old self, the old man, the flesh, versus the spirit, and where God is leading us. Think about that. Keep that idea, enemy of God, in mind, and I'll come back to it. But today's gospel lesson is actually very short. It's 6 or 7 verses. And it says, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." That's very good. And then Christ goes on to ask, "Do you only lend to those from whom you expect to receive money back? Do you only do good to those who can do good to you? Are you only nice to those who are nice to you?" That is not how God is. He is nice to all of us, but He is nice even to those who oppose Him. Did you realize that one of Christ's greatest crimes, the crime of Christ, was to dare to call God Father? He called God Father. Do you know how scandalous this was and still is to the Jews? This is very scandalous. The Jews don't use a name. They have a name. There is a name for God. If you read the Old Testament, you'll find it, but they don't use it, or at least the pious ones don't. They don't say His name. You know what they say? Hashem, which means the name. They will refer to God as the name that is not spoken. The name that is not spoken. They won't even use His first name. Now, we don't either. Regularly, we say God. We say God. But Christ came, the second person of the Holy Trinity, and He showed us God in the flesh. And we know His name, don't we? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As Father Seraphim mentioned this morning, we are the Church of the Holy Trinity. And in the Trinity, God the Father has a certain preeminence. Think about it. Christ is begotten from the Father. And the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. The Father is at the top of the pyramid, if you will, Christ to the right, the Holy Spirit to the left. The Father has a preeminence in the Holy Trinity. Christ came to us to show us what the Father was like. If we want to be a child of God like Christ was, what was His title? Son of God. How do we refer to Him? Son of God. Let me ask you a question. Is the son of a king, or the child, could be a daughter, is the child of a king or queen royal? Yes. Why? A child of the king or queen is royal because they have the royal blood in them, do they not? That is how we trace royalty. It's the same way with divinity. Christ said, "I am the Son of God." Father Seraphim used the word essence. Christ shares in the essence of God's divinity. He is by nature God. So is the Holy Spirit. Now you may ask me, "Father, how can we as created human beings be God?" Because that is our potential, you realize. Not God with the uppercase, but God in the lowercase. We can be gods. We can become divine in the sense of adoption. We do not have God's blood in us, but for the Holy Eucharist. But by grace, we can choose, if God accepts us, to be adopted as royal children. This is what upset the demons. The demons oppose us because they saw our destiny or our potential, and they were jealous of it because they are angels and can never, never assume divinity. Human beings can, if we cooperate with the Holy Spirit. The angels, the demons, are envious and oppose us. That's why they hate us and do anything they can to oppose us. But if we are children of God, if we accept this path, that means we have obligations. We have responsibilities. And in today's world, we don't want to talk about that. We want everything free and easy. I'm guilty of that myself. But if we are to be children of God, if we dare to call God Father, then it behooves us to behave in a certain way. God expects behavior from us. It's not anything goes, and it's not just God is the Father of us all. Let's hold hands and sing Kumbaya. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Some want it to be that way, and it would be nice, but God gives us free will, and not everyone chooses to be a child of God. Why not? There are many reasons. But most often, it's they want to do their own thing. They don't want to have to conform to certain behaviors. Now, those behaviors aren't easy. They're not easy. They're not easy for any of us. But Christ has shown us what they are. If we want to be a child of God, if we want to be a member of God's household in the kingdom of God, what are we to do? You're going to think, oh, well, it's something politically on the left, or it's something politically on the right. Nope, it transcends all of that. We are to behave like the gospel told us this morning. We are to love our enemies. We are to lend without expecting anything in return. We are to give without expecting anything back. If they strike us on one cheek, we are to turn the other. If they steal our shirt, we are to give them our coat. We are, in effect, to love the person. We may not like, support the behavior, but we are to love the person, just as God loved us. Because when Christ came to this earth, we were not behaving as we should have been, but Christ still came and died for us, even while we were enemies against Him. Even while today we struggle against Him. I cannot be the only one in this room that struggles with selfishness, with impatience, with I can't believe they asked that. I can't believe they said that. I can't believe they did that. Maybe they did. My challenge is to love them anyway, to help them. Doesn't mean I'm going to like what they do. It doesn't mean I have to like them. Okay? Don't be that hard on yourself. God doesn't like everything we do. He loves us. He forgives us if we ask for it. But if we behave and honor Him, we are children of God. If we don't behave, if we dishonor Him, if we actively oppose Him, we're not children of the household at all. We're just wildlings running around in the yard or in the forest. Unfortunately, some people choose to do that. If they do, we are still to love them. And we are to try to show them the grace and love and mercy and peace that is in the household, the kingdom. That's what we're here for. Now, I hope no one ever strikes you on the cheek and you have to turn the other cheek. I don't know if I could do that. Christ knows this is a very high standard. But it is the direction in which we should go, in which we should lean, in which we should think about. We must try. We must be aware of it. Think about these things because God loved us while we were enemies. If we would be children of God, we will love those who are the enemies of God just like He loved us. Well, think about it. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.